Suzanne, I should get you to introduce our guest on your own hotline, since it's yours and everything. You should say, on my hotline.
On my hotline.
On the Rumba Revolution hotline, Richard Patrick of Filter joins us now.
Hola, Richard.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good day. Welcome into the zone. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I just woke up about 10, 20 minutes ago, so I'm like raring to go.
Where was your show last night?
We played in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
That is.
And it was absolutely off the chain.
Were you well received?
Oh, yeah. They were insane.
We had them just
going crazy last night. It was a really fun show.
Are you a big sports fan?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, because, like, the starting quarterback from Arkansas, Snoop Dogg, was in town this weekend, and there was a big picture going around of him hanging out backstage with Snoop Dogg, so I don't know if Ryan Mallett showed up at the show last night.
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
But, I mean, you know, I don't have anything against sports. I'm just not necessarily into them that much, but, like, if I had the time. I have two small kids and a career, and it's hard to keep up.
You're busy. You guys are out of Cleveland, based in Cleveland. You live in Cleveland now?
No, actually, we started off, I grew up in Cleveland, and that's where I met Trent, and we used to hang out, and then I was in Nine Inch Nails for about 4 years, and then when I quit Nine Inch Nails, I was like, I'm going to take this record contract back to Cleveland and work with some Cleveland guys, and so I did that, and I wrote the record, and I couldn't find any musicians. In fact, one time I tried to steal someone's drummer, and they found out and they kicked my ass. and then I just said, well, screw Cleveland. So I went to Chicago and had built a band there. That kind of fell apart. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to Los Angeles. And I've been in Los Angeles for 7 years now. And actually, that's where I did the Army of Anyone record. And with the DeLeo brothers from Stone Temple Pilots and Ray Luzier, the drummer. And, then, like about 4 years ago, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna start working on, or no, about 2 or 3 years ago, I'm gonna start working on Filter again. And so we built this whole band out of Los Angeles. And on guitar right now, we have Robert Patterson, who is an amazing guitar player. He worked with Korn, he worked with OTEP, did a lot of writing for them. And then Phil Buckman, our illustrious bass player, and Mika Finio, our drummer. And this is kind of the new harder edge version of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And we released a record called The Trouble with Angels about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's being incredibly well received, and I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, tell us about it. You said it's got a harder edge, and we were talking to Suzanne about it before you came on. You guys are getting great buzz about it. Just tell us kind of what went into it and how the harder edge came about, or is it just kind of a sort of a natural progression with the guys in the band that you have now?
Well, I got to be honest. I did a whole record called Anthems for the Damned, and it was a tribute record to the guys that, like, I know in Iraq, and there was this one kid that he made the first unofficial Filter website, and he was, like, this kid who was 14 years old, and I kind of kept, you know, up with him on the internet, and he eventually joined the Army Reserves, and when he was 21 years old, back in 2003 or 2004, he went off and got killed in Baghdad. You know, he was a soldier. So I wrote this whole record called Anthems for the Damned, and when I put it out, my old school audience was like, okay, we really respect your, you know, what you're trying to do, but we really miss the old Filter. And I said, if you could just, you know, try and enjoy this record for what it is as a tribute, I'll make you another old school sounding record. So I went back to Short Bus and listened and kind of sat down and wrote like the way I wrote on Short Bus. I wrote a few songs, and then I wrote a few songs that were like right off of title of record. And then I actually had some riffs lying around from the Amalgamut. So I just I just made it sound exactly like that era. And that's the audience has been like, okay, thank you. You brought Filter back to me. So this record was for the fans. Anthems was for the soldiers of misfortune. And this record is—it's a treat to just hear the feedback on it. Everybody loves it, so it's pretty cool.
Richard Patrick of Filter joining us in the zone today, playing tonight at the Rev Room. As we mentioned, doors open at 7 o'clock.
All
right. So how much are you guys on the road now? And you said you've got small kids at home. It's got to be tough. Just talk about how much you guys are on the road these days, touring and getting out and about with the band.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of started touring on this record about a week ago. So we did a few things in Texas before that, and of course I had to go to Europe to promote it. So I'm already starting to feel the sadness that everybody talks about when, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old, daughter, mm-hmm. and I have a 1-year-old son, and he just started walking when I was leaving. And it's incredibly sad for me to have to leave them. At the same time, if it wasn't for what I was, I'm doing out here on the road and working, being in this band, I don't think I would have the some of the things that they need, like basic stuff, food and water and housing, it's one of those things. It's like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love my kids. We have, we're in the digital age. We can do iChat all the time. We can do, we send pictures back and forth. But it's tough,
Yeah, I can only imagine. I go on the road very occasionally for work, and like the first day I'm like, oh, this is going to be really cool and it'll be really neat and I can't wait to get out and do work on the road. It's fun. And then like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get home and see my kids. It's tough. So how long is this tour? How long will you guys be away from L.A.?
This one's going to be like 5 weeks, and then we're going to take a break during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually, it's great because we're releasing this new single called No Love. And, that's like the perfect filter song for like the people that like Hey Man, Nice Shot, plus the people that kind of, gravitate towards Take a Picture. So it's kind of, it's important that we get the ball rolling on this record and get people, aware of everything. So we're doing that right before the holidays. And then after the holidays, I think there's talk of Europe, going to Europe for about 6 or 7 weeks. And then I think there's definitely plans for next year for touring, in the early spring. So it's just a matter of getting to those different, those different places. I mean, Australia eventually. It's just hard work. You just got to get out there and do it. Make sure you enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Richard, listen, have a great show tonight. Appreciate you coming on today. Look forward to the evening with you guys.
Yeah, as far as the show tonight, I mean, it's going to be, we have had the most incredible audiences. We really get them going. It's an awesome show. It took us a little while, but we've become a really great live band, and it's exciting. And I thank you for having me on the air.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you very much.
You got it. We'll talk soon.